Arachin chapter 4, Mishnah 2, Aval b'Kabanas ein lo kein. When it comes to offerings, the law that we said in the last Mishnah regarding rich and poor people doesn't apply. So the example that the Mishnah is going to bring to explain this will deal with a metzora. Metzora is someone who had a skin affliction, and at the end, when the skin affliction clears, so one of the things they're going to do in terms of a purification process is bring some sacrifices, and what they're going to bring is two male lambs and one female lamb, all less than young, 1 year old, sorry. But if the person is poor, the metzora is poor, then he's just going to bring one lamb and two birds, two turtle doves or two pigeons. So in the metzora's case, it depends also if they're rich or they're poor, what they would bring. So using that example, Haresh Amar, if a person says, Kobona shel metzora is there, Allah, the sacrifices of this Metzora, I'm also going to bring. So he points to Metzora over there, and he says, whatever sacrifices this Metzora is going to bring, I'm also going to bring. He says, the Mishnah im haya Metzora, only if the Metzora is a poor person and he's going to bring a lamb and two birds, maybe korban oini, the person who took the vow, will also bring the sacrifice of a poor Metzora. And it doesn't matter if he's rich or he's poor, the person who took the vow. He said, I'm going to bring the sacrifices of that Metzora, therefore whatever that Metzora brings, he's also going to bring. Asher, if the Metzora is a rich person, so then he is going to bring the sacrifices of a rich person. The person who took the vow, maybe Korban Asher, will also bring the sacrifices of the rich person. Rabbi Omer says, Rabbi Omer ani, I say, af ba'arachin kan. Actually, the same principle applies in arachin. Why? V'chim ipnei mai oni she'erech es ha'asher noisen erech oni. When it comes to the arachin vows, if a person says, let's say a poor person dedicates the valuation according to, you know, a rich person. Let's say if he says, I'm going to bring the erech value of that person over there, and the person taking the erech vow is poor, and the person he's pointing to is rich. Is the rich man going to bring anything over there? Is he taking a vow to bring anything? Says Rebbe, no, he's not. The poor person is bringing the erech valuation. He's just using the rich person as a subject for his vow. But it's not that the rich person's bringing anything. So the cases are different. Shein osher chav klum, the rich man's not obligated to bring anything in that example. Aval osher she'amar, but if in the following case of erech vows, this is where it would be the same as korbanos. For example, a person says erki alai, and the rich person says that. He says, I'm going to bring an erech vow. That's what a rich person says. The Shama Oini Va'amar, and a poor person he has. And he says, Mai She'amar Ze'alai, Noisin Erech Asher. He says, whatever he undertook to bring, I'm also going to bring. So in this case over here, you know, because the poor person attached his vow to the vow of the rich person, and the rich person has to bring an Erech vow, the amount of a rich person, so the poor person also has to bring the erech amount of a rich person. So we see from over here that the erech vow parallels the sacrifice case that we used up above, says Rebbe. Hayah oini va'osher, slight change of topic. If the person who took an erech vow, if he was poor and then became rich, or asher va'oini, or he was rich and then became poor, noisen erech osher. So he's got to bring a rich person's erech vow. He can't lower the amount because he's poor. Meaning that according to this, the person has to be poor both at the time he took the erech vow and at the time he pays the erech vow. If he's rich at any point through that process, he can't get away with bringing a poor person's amount. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda afil oini va'asher v'chazav oini, says Rabbi Yehuda, even if he was poor, then he became rich, and then he became poor again. Noisen erech asher. He has to pay the erech vow of a rich person. But he brings it out that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. So if a person was poor when he dedicated the valuation, And then by the time he comes to pay, he's poor again, even if he became rich in the middle. That doesn't matter. As long as he was poor at the time he took the vow, poor at the time he paid the vow, he would then be able to get away with paying the amount that a poor person would pay. He would be able to go to the special court and get valuated and pay a lower amount.